Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about some more great things that are happening at the Iasco County Historical Museum, the director there, Kate Anschutz. How are you today, Kate?
We're just fine, Kevin. Thank you.
And Sherry Gilbert also there. How are you today, Sherry?
Fine, Kevin.
Good. Good. Well, Kate, we'll start with you. Give us some details about some of the things that are coming up, in particular one event that's happening, what, Saturday?
Saturday, yes. We have fancy hats and high tea here at the museum. We're going to get started at 1 o'clock, $25 per person. We do still have seating available. And what we're doing is basically a high tea. We're going to serve sandwiches, scones, sweets. We'll have, of course, hot tea. We'll also be doing a fancy hat contest. So anybody who's interested in wearing a hat and getting in the contest will have a judging during the event and announce the winner before it's over.
Oh, all right. Wow, it sounds like fun. So now, I guess maybe this one's for Sherry about exactly what is a high tea? What are we talking about here?
High tea is a form of a luncheon where ladies get together and they usually dress quite nice, I should say, and it's just a very pleasant afternoon, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so now it's open to just ladies?
Well, usually it is.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure, you know, so, and I'm sure when guys hear things like high tea, they're not really all that interested anyway, but I just wanted to make sure about that.
Right. Back in the day, actually, high tea would involve an entire family.
Yeah.
And high tea was so named because it was served on tables rather than in a parlor eating or drinking from a low chair sofa kind of thing. So.
All right. Now, what are we talking about with fancy hats? The people bring in the hats that they've made, that kind of thing?
They can do that. They can, you know, a lot of women have fancy hats already that maybe they wear in the spring or to something. Yeah, we've got a contest going, and if you wear a hat, you can be judged, and hopefully you'll win, but we really want to see an array of beautiful hats, so I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun event, and it's happening Saturday. What time does it get underway again?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock on Saturday, and it's right there at the museum?
Yes, it is.
All right, and of course, it's fancy hats and a high tee. Should they be dressed up in, like, period clothing if they'd like?
Oh, no, no. This is more like business casual.
Oh,
or
see.
If you want to go spring dresses, Easter type, would be fine. That's what we would
Kentucky
like.
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, and that must be one of the reasons because that's happening. So, yeah, I could see, you know, kind of getting in the spirit for something like that.
Exactly.
Now, it's a high tea. What is it tea and then, you know, like hors d'oeuvres? What kind of things get served with it?
Okay, we are having this event catered by Sherry Jocks of Sunshine Quilt Shop and the Sunflower Tea Shop in Oscoda, and she's in the plaza where the charter internet and telephone service is.
Right.
And she has published a lot of books on quilting, and her high teas are truly, they're just a delight for the senses. She uses some of her mother's old recipes, such as clotted cream for the scones, and she's just a great cook, so please come and join us for this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's going to be fancy hats and high tea, and don't forget to wear your hat.
There you go. And now, again, if they want to get tickets, there's still some available. I would imagine seating is limited, so you better get your tickets ASAP for this.
That's right. We do still have seating available, but the sooner the better they get signed up. They could also go on our website at iascomuseum.org, and we have an online registration there, too.
Oh, very good. And what's the phone number if they want to call for more information on this?
989-362-8911.
All right. And, of course, as you mentioned, the website, that's got all the information about all the other great events you'll be having in the near future, too. Right, Kate?
Absolutely, our schedule of events page. Yeah. And, Kevin, if I could take a minute, we have a lot of sponsors and contributors to this event coming up on Saturday. If I could just quickly run through a little thank you for Jamie at Precious Petals, Village Chocolatier, Sunflower Tea Shop, of course, Mary Henry of Back in Time, Hobart's Furniture, Karen Otwell from Blooms and Scents, Blondie's Hair Salon, Last Bite Bakers, Mooney's Ben Franklin, and, of course, our planning committee that does so much for the museum. always grateful for those folks.
Boy, no doubt about it. This community always comes together, especially for nice events like this. And it should be a high tea and fancy hats that's going on this Saturday, 1 p.m. That'll be at the Iasco County Historical Museum, which is right there in East Allis.
You got it. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, Kate Anschutz and Sherry Gilbert, thank you for joining us today. And hopefully we get a lot of nice folks out to enjoy a high tea this Saturday.
That would be great. Thank you so much. Thanks, Kevin.